So the Yidden come to Shmuel and they ask for a king. And the Eibishter says, appoint a king. And we know what happens. He appoints Shaul HaMelech from Shevet Binyamin to be the king, the first king of Klal Yisrael. Shaul HaMelech, he has a daughter, Michal Bas Shaul, who marries David HaMelech after the whole story of Goliath. And Shaul HaMelech does something that the Eibishter doesn't want. And that is, he doesn't destroy Amalek when he had mitzvah to destroy the entire tribe of Amalek. And Shmuel confronts Shaul. And he tells him basically that because of this, the melucha has been taken away from you and is going to be given to somebody else. And we know what that means, that it's given to David HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech has four sons. Three of them die with him in his final war. And his youngest son, his name is Ish-Boishes, the youngest son of Shaul. Ish-Boishes is actually appointed king over 11 of the Shvatim. When David HaMelech, you think everyone thinks that after Shaul passed away, David HaMelech becomes king of Klal Yisrael. That's not true. He becomes king of Shevet Yehuda, where he's from Yehuda. And most the Yidin, because of the famous Abner Ben-Ner, the general of Shaul, go with the youngest son of Shaul, Ish-Boishes. Now there were a group of real young diehard chassidim of David. They get hold of Ish-Boishes and they chop off his head. They kill him. And they're so excited. They come to David HaMelech and they say, you see, David, we got rid of Ish-Boishes, your arch enemy, the one that's trying to be a melech when you're supposed to be a melech. And they're expecting David HaMelech to say, good job, chevre, you guys doing good, thank you so much. Instead, he sends them home with their hands, heads, and feet off. He kills these two young people for the chutzpah of killing the son of Shaul. But by now, David solidifies his melucha on the entire kingdom. And obviously, that gets greater with David's son, Shlomo HaMelech. But then at the end of Shlomo HaMelech's life, something goes wrong. And this is where our story really begins. Because in our parsha, Parsha Shoftim, Hashem gives certain rules for a king, which you'll hear about more on Shabbos. One of them being, you're not allowed to have a lot of horses. And another one being, you can't have a lot of money. And one of them being that you cannot have a lot of women, a lot of wives. Only 18. Only 18 wives. But more than that, you can't have. A lot of shvigers. But Shlomo HaMelech, and the Pasuk says, because if you're going to have a lot of women, the Pasuk says, V'layosor levavoy, because your heart can wander. That's what the Torah says. You don't have a lot of women, V'layosor levavoy, and your heart shouldn't wander. And what happens is, Shlomo HaMelech, every single kingdom wants to be connected to Shlomo HaMelech. He's the smartest man in the world, the leader of the entire world. And we know those days especially, and it went on for hundreds of years, the way you made a treaty with somebody is by marriage. All these kings, princes would marry princesses, all these alliances all over Europe, and, you know, in the medieval times, where all these women, you know, everyone would marry each other. So Shlomo HaMelech has this very, very large selection of wives. And unfortunately, to just in the most simple way, it leads him astray enough that he gives into their avodah zarah a little bit, and the Eibishter is not happy. And in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, the Torah says like this: Vayoymer Hashem l'Shloime. Hashem tells Shloime HaMelech, you messed up. You didn't go in my way, Koroya ekras hamamlocha me'alecha nesati alavdecha. I'm going to cut off part of your kingdom, and it's going to be given away to somebody else. But the Eibishter makes one interesting caveat, one detail, one t'nai, which sort of makes it easier for Shloima Melech. Does anyone know what that is? Very good. Ach biyomecha lo yesena. In honor of your father David, who was my loyal servant, I will not cut off his kingdom from his son. So you're safe, Shloima Melech, you're safe. But when your son becomes Melech, I'm telling you now that the Melucha is going to split into two. This is the Eibishter's words to Shloima HaMelech. Shloima HaMelech passes away after ruling for 40 years. And he has a son. His son's name is Rechavam. And Rechavam becomes the king. Now what happens next is fascinating, because you know that the Eibishter already said that the Melucha is going to split, right? So that we know is inevitable. The question is, what is going to happen to officially make it split? You're either going to wake up one day and that's it, we're splitting off from the king? Usually it doesn't happen that way. What happens is a story that happened then, but it repeats itself throughout history all the time. You got to hear the story. Basically, Shloima HaMelech, he was a big king, and he imposed a lot of taxes on the Yidden. So now that there's a new king, young king, the Chevra come, the Yidden, and they tell Rechavam, Rechavam, do us a favor. Hakel me'aleinu, take off a little bit taxes. We'll accept you as our king, but we're asking you to please remove some of the taxes. This is their... So he goes to his advisors. He says, do I give in? I'm young. You know, I'm a new person. I'm a new king. Am I showing weakness by saying yes? Okay, I'll give in. Or do I come down and say, no, I'm not giving in. And there was a machlokes between the Ziknei HaChassidim and the Yonksin. This hasn't changed throughout history. Oh, the guys with Seichel and the guys with Midois. So the Ziknei HaChassidim, or Gor Choshev Chevra, he tells these, basically he tells the Yidden, the representatives, come back in 3 days. Okay. So the older Chassidim come to him, and listen to what they say. Tia Eved La'amazeh, you become a slave to these people. In other words, give in, lower their taxes, you'll be their slave for today. But the rest of your life, they're going to serve you. In other words, give in. So what? They want lower taxes. Give in to them, give them lower taxes, but the rest of the life, you'll be king forever. They'll accept you as their king. You'll show that you care about them. You show that you, you know, you recognize them and you're helping them. And they're going to be loyal to you forever. The young Chevra said, no way, we have to be tough. No way, you're going to lower the taxes. Listen to what they said. His young Chevra that were his buddies, they told him like this. You tell them as follows. Tell them, Avi hemis aleichem el kovet. My father, you think that was tough? He made it life difficult for you. Vani oisif aluchem. I'm going to make it even worse. I'm going to really, really come down heavy. Avi yisar eschem bashoitim. My father punished you, he, like, let's say, sticks, he prodded you, he wasn't so tough. I'm really gonna choke you guys. In other words, you come down, you say, you're the new king, and you're gonna rule. And whose advice do you think he listened to? The chevr with seichel? The people that had a little experience in life? Or the chevr that have no experience, that they know everything? As they say, by the time I realized my father was right, my kids were telling me I'm wrong. You know, this is the Seder Advarim. young chevra think they know the whole world. Of course he listens to the young chevra, and he comes back after 3 days, and he gives them a message. Taxes are doubled, basically. If you're not even going to get away with not one penny of taxes. So they said, Yishkoyach, sayonara. And they broke off, and they appoint a king, which is another whole story, Yeravam ben Nevat. This Rasha, Yeravam ben Nevat, he has a whole story that earlier he runs away from Shlomo HaMelech, and he meets the famous Achia Shiloini, who becomes the teacher of the Baal Shem Tov. Achia Shiloini, the famous teacher of the Baal Shem Tov. And he cuts his garment. And he basically tells him, Yeravam, you're going to be a king one day in Klal Yisrael. You're going to start the Malchus Yisrael. And this is their line. The Yidden told Rechavam, Ma lanu chelek b'David, we're done with Malchus Beis David. Done with you guys. So, Rechavam, what do you think he does? He wants to make a civil war. So he gets his army together, and he wants to fight this new rebellion. And the Eibishter sends a Navi. We have a descendant of this Navi in our room. His name is Shmaya Ish Ha'Elikim. He sent Shmaya to tell the world what's right and what's wrong. And Shmaya, the Navi, the Ish Ha'Elikim, tells Rechavam that don't fight with the Yidden. The Eibishter wanted this. This is the way it was supposed to be. The Eibishter already told your father, Shlomo HaMelech, that it's going to be split. This was only the story that it had to happen. And the Torah tells us, the Navi finishes off, Vayivshu Yisrael beBeis David, the Yidden, they sinned against Beis David, ad hayom hazeh. In other words, eternally until Mashiach comes, the Shvatim have been split between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. And the Mirtzah Shem, in the coming Shir, we're going to say a little bit about different kings of Malchus Yisrael, and then what happened that got them kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. That will Mirtzah Shem be in the coming Shir.